When it comes to environmental rollbacks, the Trump administration is meeting with some resistance in court. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier. The Trump administration is rolling back dozens of environmental regulations, but the administration isn't quite getting its way when these rollbacks head to court. Judges have pushed back on the Trump administration's moves to scale back protections for air, water, and chemical safety. For our podcast, Trump on Earth, I spoke with Mitch Bernard, chief counsel for the Natural Resources Defense Council, a frequent plaintiff in lawsuits fighting Trump administration environmental rollbacks. We talked about how NRDC's appeals have been doing.
It's going great in court. The administration is hell-bent on dismantling environmental and human health protections that were built up not only during the Obama years, but before then. But they've done so often in a reckless and sloppy manner. And the courts have rebuffed many of these attempts to rescind and suspend regulations that protect the environment and public health. We've had 25 cases that have been finally resolved in the federal courts, and we've won 21 of them.
Given that the Trump administration has been very sort of successful in getting a lot of its judicial appointments made, what happens when the judiciary starts to absorb a lot of these appointments? Does it make it harder for you to kind of prove your case before these federal judges?
That's a very good question, and we'll see. I worry about it, but less than many other people do. If a judge is qualified to sit on the bench, by which I mean he or she is rigorous and independent and open-minded, then I think we're going to get a fair shot. As you move up in the system, in the circuit courts of appeal and especially the Supreme Court, ideology tends to matter more. Those courts are making law. They're announcing law. They're not just applying it. The other thing to remember is that NRDC's cases mostly are law enforcement cases. We're holding people, either the government or a private polluter, accountable to the law. There's nothing about that endeavor that should turn off a conservative judge.
Let's say there's another president who gets elected in 2020 who has different opinions about regulations than this one. How easy will it be for them to sort of go back on some of the Trump administration's rollbacks or, you know, the rules that they're creating that are more generous to industry?
Well, if they do it correctly, it's not going to be so easy. It's going to take time because, as I said, you have to go through the proper procedures. First of all, you have to decide what you think is the right thing to do and what Trump initiatives you really can't live with or want to refine or revise in some way. And then you have to go through a sometimes lengthy process to elicit public comment and consider that comment. And then you have to put together a factual record and then see where that leads you. So if you do it correctly, then at the very least, it will take time.
Mitch Bernard is lead counsel for the Natural Resources Defense Council. You can hear more of that conversation at trumponearth.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier.